On the evening of September the 11th, 2001, the FBI were called in to Logan Airport in Boston to examine two check-in bags. The bags had missed their flight, an American Airlines Boeing 767 bound for Los Angeles. The owner of the luggage was Mohammed Atto, a ringleader in that day's terrible events. Inside one of his bags, the FBI made an extraordinary discovery. Along with flight training videos and a small copy of the Quran, they found a 5-page document handwritten in Arabic. It was a kind of hijacker's manual and contained the justification for the attack, written by those that orchestrated it. Among the hijacker's victims on that bright, warm September morning were the passengers and crew of American Airlines Flight 11, the first of the four planes to crash that day. This was to be the first act in a long war. Westminster, the beating heart of one of the most important cities in the world, stretching over 8 square miles of central London. It's Britain's busiest borough, and the job of keeping it running is down to just one council. We go behind the scenes to reveal the army of workers who keep the borough ticking over 24 hours a day. This huge operation is run from City Hall. 19 floors, nearly 5,000 staff. Every role is vital. It can be a thankless task, with jobs ranging from the obvious to the obscure. More than 160,000 vehicles pass through the streets of Westminster every day. And where there are cars, traffic wardens are never far away. They give out almost 500,000 parking tickets here every year. Sandra Nolan is one of Westminster's finest, and she's just spotted a taxi driver who's decided to park up for a spot of lunch.